Morning IELTS Supplement, Tuesday, June 20th, 2017. CrossFit. CrossFit is a branded fitness regimen created by Greg Glassman and is a registered trademark of CrossFit Incorporated, which was founded by Greg Glassman and Lauren Genai in 2000. Promoted as both a physical exercise philosophy and also as a competitive fitness sport, CrossFit workouts incorporate elements from high-intensity interval training, Olympic weightlifting, plyometrics, powerlifting, gymnastics, gyrovoy sports, calisthenics, strongman, and other exercises. It is practiced by members of over 13,000 affiliated gyms, roughly half of which are located in the United States, and by individuals who complete daily workouts, otherwise known as the WODs, or Workouts of the Day. History. Greg Glassman and Lauren Genai founded CrossFit Incorporated in 2000. The company was conceived a few years earlier in 1996 as CrossFit. The original CrossFit gym is in Santa Cruz, California, and the first affiliated gym was CrossFit North in Seattle, Washington. There were 13 by 2005, and today there are more than 13,000 coaches associated with CrossFit, include Louis Simmons, Ron Wellborn, Bob Harper, and Mike Bergener. Glassman retains complete control over the company after a divorce with his estranged wife, Lauren. Upon the divorce settlement, Lauren attempted to sell her share in the company. However, Glassman was able to obtain a $16 million loan from Summit Partners to buy out her share. Overview. CrossFit is a strength and conditioning program consisting mainly of a mix of aerobic exercise, calisthenics, body weight exercises, and Olympic weightlifting. CrossFit Inc. describes its strength and conditioning program as constantly varied functional movements executed at high intensity across broad time and model domains, with a stated goal of improving fitness, which it defines as work capacity across broad time and model domains. Hour-long classes at affiliated gyms or boxes typically include a warm-up, a skill development segment, the high-intensity workout of the day or the WOD, and a period of individual or group stretching. Some gyms also often have a strength-focused movement prior to the WOD. Performance on each WOD is often scored and or ranked to encourage competition and to track individual progress. Some affiliates offer additional classes, such as Olympic weightlifting, which are not centered around a WOD. The wall walk exercise uses a wall to practice handstands, usually used as a skill work to strengthen the shoulder and core in order to improve overhead movements and handstand push-ups. CrossFit gyms use equipment from multiple disciplines, including barbell, dumbbell, gymnastics rings, pull-up bars, jump ropes, kettlebells, medicine balls, plyo boxes, resistance band, rowing machines, and various mats. CrossFit is focused on constantly varied, high-intensity functional movement, drawing on categories and exercises such as these: calisthenics, Olympic-style weightlifting, powerlifting, strongman-type events, plyometrics, bodyweight exercises, indoor rowing, aerobic exercise, running, and swimming. The American swing, a kettlebell movement variation often used in CrossFit training. The CrossFit programming is decentralized, but its general methodology is used by thousands of private affiliated gyms, fire departments, law enforcement agencies, and military organizations, including the Royal Danish Life Guards, as well as by some U.S. and Canadian high school physical education teachers, high school and college sports teams, and the Miami Marlins. CrossFit is not a specialized fitness program, but a deliberate attempt to optimize physical competence in each of the 10 recognized fitness domains, says founder Greg Glassman in the foundation document. Those domains are cardiovascular and respiratory endurance, stamina, strength, flexibility, power, speed, coordination, agility, balance, and accuracy. CrossFit appeals to both men and women alike, and a 2014 statistical analysis showed that CrossFit participants were equally 50% male and 50% female. Business model. CrossFit Inc. licenses the CrossFit name to gyms for an annual fee and certifies trainers. Besides the standard two-day Level 1 trainer course specialty, seminars include gymnastics, Olympic weightlifting, powerlifting, strongman, running and endurance, rowing, kettlebells, mobility and recovery, CrossFit Kids, CrossFit Football, and self-defense and striking. Other specialized adaptations include programs for pregnant women, seniors, and military special operations candidates. Affiliates develop their own programming, pricing, and instructional methods. Many athletes and trainers see themselves as part of a contrarian, insurgent movement that questions conventional fitness wisdom. Besides performing prescribed workouts, they follow CrossFit's nutrition recommendations, adopting a paleo and/or zone diet. CrossFit makes use of a virtual community internet model. The company says this decentralized approach shares some common features with open-source software projects and allows best practices to emerge from a variety of approaches, a contention that is disputed by some competitors and former affiliates. Effectiveness. It has been theorized that CrossFit's combination of resistance and aerobic exercise may benefit muscle size and cortisol levels, but this has not been substantiated by a body of good medical evidence. Certification. In order to become a certified CrossFit coach, one must go through a series of four training levels. Level 1 is the introduction level, where participants attend a weekend class and talk about the basic methodology of CrossFit and learn about how to conduct their own classes. They go over techniques and how to adjust them for those who cannot perform them. In the second level, training goes deeper into the mechanics of the movements and how to be leaders and communicate with other students. In the Level 2 course, participants learn about athletic capacity and are evaluated as a trainer in groups. In order to earn the Level 3 certificate, a Coach 1 must complete 1,500 hours of active fitness coaching along with becoming CPR certified. To earn the Level 4 certificate, the highest level currently recognized by CrossFit Incorporated, the coach must record several years as a Level 3 and pass a test.